I am going to speak today about foreclosing against estates. Now, most of us in this room are commercial real estate lawyers, okay? And let's think about this. We don't lend to individuals, right? We lend to very fancy business organizations, you know, single-purpose entities. And then we argue about the guarantor, the personal guarantor, whether or not his or her death is going to be an event of default, right? I mean, isn't that kind of the way these loan documents start out with commercial banks and insurance companies? And really, that's my practice. But I will also tell you the genesis of this paper goes back to 2005. And if you get into a footnote, you're going to see I originally wrote this paper in 2006. I updated in 2012. And I get to carry it over the patch one more time because I've now updated it and brought in the estates code. And I will tell you, going from the probate code to the estates code wasn't that easy, but I've done it, okay? But let's go back to the genesis of this paper so that the presentation will have some relevancy for us commercial lawyers. In 2005, I represented my client in a workout. And the workout was with an oil and gas person who had borrowed from the bank a bunch of money and secured it by oil and gas interests. And then the individual borrower from the bank, Mr. and Mrs., fell on hard times. There was a workout. My client, the oil man, reading whatever he needs to read to know that this field had some potential, he stepped in, saved the day, bought the note from the bank, and we did a friendly foreclosure.